Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hello.
So you like mayonnaise, right?
No, no mayonnaise. No.
Dry?
Dry.
Why is your life so dry?
Well, listen, I just can't do the mayonnaise. Why would you want to put mayonnaise on a sandwich, a perfectly good sandwich?
Because it tastes good.
That's like salad dressing.
Hold on, we're on. Hey, we're on. Hey, listen, we're excited about being here, even if he doesn't like mayonnaise on a sandwich. And he's actually from the South, right?
No, I'm not from the South.
South Jersey. He's like from the South. And so, listen, we're talking about this boy genius today. No, we're not talking about Jonathan Hamilton. We are talking about a boy genius.
Yes, William Malice. That's his name.
William Malice. He's 11 years old.
11 years old.
Tell us a little bit about this young man.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about him, okay?
Okay.
Before he was 2 years old, William Malice.
Wait a minute, before he was two.
Before he was two, he was adding and subtracting before he was two. Now, by the way, what you're seeing is a picture of him holding his college degree.
Wait, college degree?
College degree, that's what you're seeing right there. But let me tell you the backstory here. As a three-year-old, he knew the alphabet in six languages. By age four,
is that possible?
He was an algebra whiz. At 5 years old,
almost like Isaiah.
At 5 years old, a psychologist at Ohio State University said the boy was a genius at five. Now, at the ripe young age of 11,
a genius at five.
At five,
okay.
Malice has officially become a college graduate, receiving an associate's degree.
How old?
11 years old.
He's graduated from college.
Yes, St. Petersburg College.
High school. And college.
And college. By 11.
Okay, 11.
But his education is not finished yet.
Right.
As he begins classes in a few months at the University of South Florida, and he's looking towards the heavens. He says, I want to be an astrophysicist.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to prove to the world that God exists through science.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, I'm gifted in what I'm gifted in, and other people are gifted in other things. And it goes on to say that William's not shy about talking about the Creator. He says, everybody has gifts from God. Mm. I was gifted with knowledge and science and history.
He's even humble in regards to what his gifts are.
Yes. Wow. Yes, it's amazing.
We weren't gifted in those areas.
No.
But he was.
But he was.
Yes.
And this is really a beautiful thing.
Yes, it really is.
His father's a priest, okay? And he's being interviewed by a PhD at Holy Cross, a school of technology, in front of other college students and professors. Yes, this
young
man.
What's his name again?
William Malice.
So he's being interviewed by a PhD.
By a PhD.
Okay.
Of the college. Yeah. He's sitting next to his father. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing interview. And we have it. We're going to bring it to you today.
Let's see this, man.
I want you to just hear him. This is at the Holy Cross Greek Orthodox School of Technology. And I want you just to hear a little bit about his theories and what he believes about space and astrophysicists. Let's join William
at 11.
Now. At 11. Let's join him now.
You stated there that you would like to prove that God exists. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I could go on about my whole theory, but
whatever you like.
That's a little long.
Okay.
So should I?
Yeah. That's why we're here. We're here to learn. So,
okay.
Right? Theological School College? We're here to learn.
Okay. Let's start with the theory of relativity. You know Einstein, right?
Yes, I haven't met him, but I know of him, yes.
In his theory, he said that the displacement of space-time is the cause of gravity.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And if you're confused what space-time is, recently they found this new particle called the Higgs boson, and it makes up the Higgs field, which is essential.
So far, I've got you. Following so far.
Okay. So, Einstein said that the displacement of space-time is the cause of gravity. if this is the case, then the absence of gravity, or the absence of space-time, must be pure gravity. Because of the law of flow, things will go to the point of least resistance. And if there's nothing there to resist, that's the point of least resistance.
Okay.
So, an absence of space-time would be pure gravity. Black holes are an absence of space-time, which is why nothing, not even light, can escape their pull. Also, if the universe is all of space-time and the entire Higgs field, and all of space-time and matter, everything, then whatever's outside of the universe must be an absence of space-time. If that is the case, then the universe is not expanding into the absolute void around it. It's falling. Now, let's think back to the beginning of time. We know the universe has an age, right? 13.8 billion years.
Did you know that? Most of you had no idea what he's talking about. Okay, go ahead.
So, 13.8 billion years ago, the entire universe was reduced to a singularity, something, a particle smaller than a quark. However, if gravity is always working, i.e. if you jumped off this building, you're not going to fall 15 seconds later, you're going to fall immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So if gravity is always working, then the and if the singularity was always there, like some atheists try to say, then the universe should have no age. It should be infinitely old. But it's not. It has an age. It's 13.8 billion years old. And something can't come from nothing, because it would have to exist in order to cause itself to exist, which is illogical. So therefore, something other must have created the singularity. That something other we observe as God. Well, Hawking's theory that there should be no cause because of gravity, well, gravity can't create something. Gravity can't do anything if it's not acting against something. Gravity is literally nothing, as we stated before. Mm-hmm. And nothing applied on nothing is just nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Even I can follow that. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, is that powerful? I mean, that's almost what John and I were talking about.
It's exactly what our
the
conversation
theory
is
theory of, what is our sub sandwich going to taste like at lunch? So that's pretty powerful. Is that beautiful? You look at an 11-year-old that's talking about, you know, this gift, obviously God's given him, of intelligence to work things through, and it makes such good sense.
Sure.
You know, I want to hear from you. You know, what are your thoughts in the context of this young man, and if that could happen at 11, there's hope for us to be able to do it. But it's just beautiful for his generation to be, obviously he's going to be a leader in his generation, he is now. And what are your thoughts? You know, comment below. You know, give us your thoughts. Maybe you have somebody in your family like that. You know, we have somebody that works with us. It's called. He's literally identified as a prodigy. And we're going to talk to him during the break about that. But also you can write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is just amazing. Isn't it encouraging? We are listening to an 11-year-old genius, graduate of a university already, explaining the theory of relativity, gravity, creation, the length of how old creation is, the existence of God through science. This is amazing. As a matter of fact, John, talk to us a little about his dreams.
Well, his dreams, being asked, what are
his dreams?
He's 11 years old. Yes, he has lofty dreams and goals.
He's already accomplished, but most people have it in a lifetime.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
He's proven Stephen Hawking's wrong.
Yes.
God's using a child, 11-year-old, to prove all these years of Stephen Hawking's wrong.
Yeah.
It's
really amazing to watch this young man. He's being interviewed there by a PhD, I believe a priest, at the Holy Cross School of Technology. And the priest asks him, what are your dreams? Watch William now.
I want to be an astrophysicist.
Astrophysicist?
Yes.
Okay.
So that I can prove to the scientific world that God does exist. There's these atheists that try to say that there is no God, when in reality it takes more faith to believe that there's no God than it does to believe that there is a God.
Please say that again. That's an incredible statement.
Because it makes more sense that something created the universe than, say, the universe created itself. That takes more faith to say the universe created itself than to say something other created the universe, because that is more logical.
It's so interesting, right? You think about it, that a man is born from a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his diapers have to get changed. He has to be fed by a bottle. He has to be raised by his parents. And one day he decides that he's smarter than God. And he says that God doesn't exist. And it's like, wait a minute. You were born from your mother. You know, you were raised with a bottle.
Right.
And 11-year-olds helping everyone understand that, you know, it takes more faith to actually believe that God doesn't exist than he does exist. And really, if you don't know him, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, it's that's the blocking point.
Yeah.
But once you get to know him through his son, Jesus Christ, he's real. He exists. He'll come and live in your heart, as a matter of fact. And it all makes sense.
He speaks.
Yes, and he definitely speaks.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.